Time for the latest agricultural news. I'm Casey Shepard, back in just a moment.
The Tulsa Farm Show is back December 8th through 10th at the SageNet Center. Show sponsor Oklahoma Farm Bureau and hundreds of exhibitors will feature the latest in ag products and services, along with live cattle equipment demos and daily horse training seminars by Craig Cameron. $1,000 in show bucks will be given away each day at 1 p.m. And be sure to test drive and enter to win a new Spartan mower. Visit TulsaFarmShow.com for details and an interactive show floor plan. Show hours 9 to 5, 4 p.m. Saturday. Admission and parking are free.
Hi, I'm Monica Collison, President and CEO of Union Mutual Insurance. Like you, I grew up in and still farm and ranch in our great state. Growing up in Granfield, I learned the hard work that it takes to protect the land and assets that my family built over the last 110 years. Union Mutual Insurance has been serving Oklahomans just like you for over 85 years. At Union Mutual, we focus on protecting your farm, ranch, and home, not politics. Call your local agent today or visit us on our website at unionmutualic.com.
Back in Kansas City today at the National Association of Farm Broadcasters, where I had the opportunity to catch up with David Meisner, Vice President of the U.S. Custom Harvesters, but also a local cotton harvester from Western Oklahoma. We talked about what the U.S. Custom Harvesters have to offer to farmers and the conditions of this year's crop.
Well, this field, I believe we're going to end up doing better than a bale an acre, and I kind of think it's going to be the best field that I harvest all year, which is really sad because there's plenty of acres that aren't even going to be harvested at all.
Absolutely, and I know we destroyed several acres in Oklahoma, but kind of compare that to where else you've been harvesting.
Well, this whole year, Oklahoma was our worst. We swathed a lot of wheat at the beginning of the year in May, so that way we got something out of nothing. Yep. And in Kansas, we did some really good wheat, and we did some sorry wheat as well. And South Dakota, we did good wheat. Nebraska, we did kind of sad wheat, but it also got some hailed on. North Dakota was big time different as well. There was some areas that was really good and some pretty bad wheat as well when we got there.
Meisner lives in Elk City, Oklahoma, but as Vice President of the U.S. Custom Harvesters, he's had the opportunity to travel across the U.S. and see how crops in different states compare to one another.
We do everything, whether it's wheat or beans and corn or milo or cotton or chopped silage, or whether it's corn or even the milo gets chopped as well, or oats or wheat when it's poor like it was this year.
Well, we had a lot of poor crops this year, mainly due to the drought. Is that kind of what you saw as you were traveling around?
Yes, that's correct. There was just a lot of areas that are very, very short on moisture, and I can tell you I was very pleased to get 7 inches of snow at my house on Monday.
For more information on the U.S. Custom Harvesters, you can go to uschi.com. Well, Thanksgiving is an important holiday for spending time with your family and friends. Farm Bureau's 37th Annual Thanksgiving Dinner Survey provides a look at the cost of this year's classic feast for around 10 people. Year's price tag is up, of course, $64.05. That's up more than $10 from last year's average of $53.31. Still works out to under $6.50 per person. Centerpiece, of course, is the turkey, which costs more than last year at $28.96 for a 16-pound bird. It's 21% higher than last year. Other big ingredients on the meal include stuffing mix, dinner rolls, milk, sweet potatoes, a veggie tray, pie crust, and several others, if I haven't got you hungry enough. The only traditional ingredient that's actually cheaper than last year is a bag of fresh cranberries. Those coming in at $2.57 and 14% cheaper than last year. American Farm Bureau Chief Economist Roger Cryan said factors driving the prices higher include general inflation, supply chain challenges, and of course, the war in Ukraine. You've got farm news on Ron. Oklahoma Ag Mediation is a program offered free of cost to agricultural producers. Cheyenne Sparks tells us more about the program.
Oklahoma Ag Mediation Program facilitates mediations across all 77 counties of Oklahoma. Anybody that is in agriculture, whether you're a lender, you're a producer, you work contracts, you have fence line disputes, family farm transitions, if you are in agriculture or in any kind of conflict, we're here to help. And it's just to make sure that the conversation keeps going.
For more information, you can go to okmediation.gov. That's our latest farm and ranch news. I'm Casey Shepard on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.